Hi there, and welcome to Swiss Info's program for December the 6th. I'm Veronica Devorin Byrne. That's a group of employees and their kids at a business in Bern, on the day St. Nicholas and his trusty Swiss sidekick Schmutzli paid them a visit. Their rendition of O Tannenbaum, O Christmas Tree, was sort of half-hearted, and St. Nick said he expects an improvement when he comes back next year. And he'll probably get what he wants. Writing letters, reciting poems, keeping on your best behavior, getting a visit from St. Nicholas is hard work in Switzerland, not to be taken lightly. But so is being the man in red. On today's program, we'll delve into his world, finding out what it takes to be a Swiss St. Nick. I've been told to meet Sami Klaus, the Swiss-German word for St. Nicholas, in the middle of a suburban parking lot. That's how his emails appeared in my inbox, so for all I know, that's his real name. I find a bearded man in street clothes who quickly leads me underground, into the military bunker from which the Bernese Sami Klaus Society operates during the Advent season. The space is dark, but it's cozy, strung with Christmas lights, and it smells like coffee, spice bread, and oranges. About four bearded men sit around festively decorated tables, chatting. During Advent season, and especially this week, leading up to St. Nicholas Day on December 6th, this is practically home to 15 pairs of St. Nicks and their helpers, or Schmutzlis. All day long, they pay visits to homes and businesses on request. Sami Klaus tells me what's involved.
I come in, say hello, ask how things are going, talk about what happened that year. The kids tell me about their lives, whether they were on vacation, what they experienced. Then, at some point, I have to come to the part where I have to say what made me happy about the child's behavior in the past year, and what I was less pleased with. Finally, the children recite a poem, sing songs, or play instruments. And then there's always a story from St. Nick. There is always a story, even if time gets short. And then there are the gifts. And many kids would be perfectly happy if St. Nick walked away without giving them anything. That's nice to see. Kids for whom the present isn't the most important part of the visit.
Also, das ist schön zu sehen, dass es immer noch Kinder gibt, wo nicht das Päckchen oder Sami Klaus am Schluss gibt, das Wichtigste ist vom ganzen Besuch.
Sami Klaus knows everything about every child he goes to visit. We know how old they are, whether they go to school, their teachers' names, what they like to eat, what they don't like to eat, and what games they like to play. That's important, says Sami Klaus, to build a bond with the child so it doesn't get scared. And how does he remember all of that?
Die bekommen im Oktober einen Termin von mir mit der Zeit und die ganzen Unterlagen, was sie einfach ausfüllen können.
The parents, he says, get an appointment with St. Nick in October, and they get forms to fill out about their child. Then Sami Klaus can start pasting those details into the big book he takes with him everywhere, remembering what he told that child in past years. Sometimes he has to leverage those details, like reminding a kid that this is the third year in a row he's refused to wear his slippers. St. Nick's helper Schmutzli, which literally means the dirty one, is an essential part of every visit. Clad in a brown hooded robe with a muddy face, he's the one who carries the switch, which Sami Klaus insists is never used, and the bag with treats for the children. St. Nick's helper has gotten lots of criticism lately in the Netherlands, where he's a figure known as Black Pete. For some, his appearance recalls black servants or slaves from the days of Dutch imperialism. But Sami Klaus insists the Swiss Schmutzli is something else altogether.
Da ist in einem Wald draussen, so Holzfäller gelebt, so mehr schlecht als recht.
The story goes that Schmutzli was originally a woodcutter, living alone in the woods. Kids would laugh at him because he had holes in his clothes, a dirty face because he didn't wash himself. One day, St. Nick sees him and invites him in for tea. They sit together and talk. Then St. Nick has to hurry to his next appointment. Suddenly, on his way, he realizes there was a hole in his bag and all the gifts had fallen out. On his way back to get them, he sees Schmutzli picking them up one by one, carrying them after him. Ever since, he's come with me every season to every family.
Usually, being Schmutzli is a stepping stone to becoming the big man, a kind of training period. The ideal situation, says Sami Klaus, is if Schmutzli can accompany lots of different St. Nicks on their rounds to see how each of them works. After that, many decide to stay in the assistant's role. But if they want the top job, they have to go for an interview before the board of directors. They make sure he knows there's a ton of work involved and that he has a certain responsibility. Then they make a decision, promote him to Sami Klaus or tell him he needs another year as an apprentice Schmutzli. Sami Klaus has an appointment at 3, so it's time to get ready. The bunker is outfitted with a large changing room, complete with mirrors and makeup tables. Several pairs of St. Nick and Schmutzli costumes hang on pegs, and they don't come cheap.
A new coat costs something like 900 francs, because it's made custom for each St. Nicholas. A wig and beard made of real hair costs about the same amount, and we have someone who cares for the costumes and makes sure they look good. You can't just wear anything.
Sami Klaus snaps and ties his robe, tucks his watch into his pocket. It always runs a bit ahead on what he calls Klaus time, and attaches a bell to his belt that will let the kids know he's coming. The Klausmutter, or Klaus mother, makes sure everyone looks good and is fed before heading out. In the peak season, she cooks 2 full meals a day in the bunker.
Spaghetti gehört immer dazu. Ricasse mir.
Spaghetti is always on the menu, she says, plus rice, green beans, and there's always a raclette to kick off the season on the first of Advent. This particular Klaus mother has been doing her job a long time.
We women really live here for 10 days, morning till night. I've been doing this for 43 years. I started out doing it at our farmhouse. Sami Klaus used to do homework with the kids, while Schmutzli came at 6 in the morning and did the dishes from the night before. Today we're getting older, slower, don't have as much energy as we used to. We used to wait for every last pair to come home and even went looking for them once we thought they were supposed to come home but didn't. In the end, we found Sami Klaus and Schmutzli at the restaurant having coffee.
The St. Nick and Schmutzli pairs are supposed to stop by for her approval before heading out, and this time they do. She gives them the all clear, and we're off. This time we're missing one part of the Sami Klaus equation, a donkey, because the logistics are just too complicated. But there's one Sami Klaus Schmutzli pair that always goes on visits with their pack animal, as long as it will cooperate.
Unsere Esel kommen zum Teil mit in einen Lift rein, problemlos, also vom Altersheim, die fahren erst 2 Stock im Lift.
The donkeys will get into elevators, says Sami Klaus, although once one refused and no amount of pushing, shoving or coaxing would convince him. In the end, Sami Klaus had to do that visit alone. Donkeys will even visit elderly people in their rooms in nursing homes. That's one of Sami Klaus's favorite things, though it sometimes brings him to tears, watching bedridden people who haven't uttered a sound in weeks crying out with excitement when they see the donkey. Schmutzli lights his lantern as we arrive at our destination. CSL Behring, an Australian company with a site in Bern, that's having a holiday celebration for kids. There's a parking spot marked Sami Klaus. The kids are excited. The room is buzzing. Things get a little too exciting when Schmutzli's whip, a bundle of sticks, catches on fire from the Christmas tree, which has real candles on it. He rushes out to the parking lot to put it out. There's a story, and some kids recite poems. Then come the gifts, opened with great anticipation.
Schokolade, Lebkuchen, Nüsse, Schokolade.
This little girl found chocolate, nuts, oranges, and cakes in her sack. The kids always get something, says Sammy Klaus, no matter how good or bad they were.
Also, es ist mir auch schon passiert, dass für ein Kind nichts da war.
I was once told by some parents that one kid hadn't earned anything from me, but that's just not allowed. We always had something with us for every child. And at the end of the day, that one also got several spice cakes, oranges, and chocolates. We never use Schmutzi's whip, but parents like that are the ones who maybe deserve to be punished.
It's not always smiling kids that greet Sammy Klaus. Sometimes they're scared of the dark-hooded Schmutzli, like today. And sometimes kids don't have a whole lot to smile about. That's when a special charity fund from the Sammy Klaus Association sometimes helps out.
Sometimes kids show you their rooms. One child did that. I saw there was nothing in the room. No bed, no table to study at. That had clearly been the case for a while. So Schmutzli and I, we went and organized a bed, got a nice mattress and a desk. Then one night, we carried it all up the stairs, rang the doorbell and ran away like little boys.
Kids don't outgrow St. Nick. Sammy Klaus tells me about a teenager who went to study abroad in the U.S. for a year, but still asked to have a Skype conversation with him in Switzerland. And most importantly, kids know their Sammy Klaus on sight.
When all the pairs of St. Nick's and Schmutzli's are walking around the old town in Bern during Advent celebrations, I notice that the kids always know who has visited them in the past. They will come up to me and say, "You are my Sammy Klaus."
Back at the company gathering, it's the boss's turn to read a poem. He didn't have one prepared last year, and neither Sammy Klaus nor his co-workers would let him live it down. Then it's time for Sammy Klaus to head to his next engagement. He'll have three more tonight and dozens in the coming days. Then he'll welcome children and their families at a special hut in the forest at the weekend, before heading home, hanging up his suit, and preparing for Christmas. That's all we have time for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Devorin-Byrne. You can find lots more about Swiss Sammy Klaus and Schmutzli traditions in our archives by searching for them on swissinfo.ch.